Cattle futures tread water on Tuesday. The latest FAPRI outlook sees higher trending cattle prices this year and next. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of March. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Tuesday as traders appeared to wait for the week's cash direction and looking toward Friday's monthly cattle on feed report. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 38 cents lower in the front four contracts to an average of 21 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 25 cents lower in the front three contracts to an average of 70 cents higher, from a dime higher to $1.07 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $186 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $187 to $188 in Nebraska, and $187 to $189 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed delivered prices were $295 to $300 in Nebraska and $298 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was 11 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $313.22 hundredweight. Select was 13 cents higher at $303.18. Grain futures firmed Tuesday. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher. Kansas City wheat futures closed 7 to 9 cents higher. And soybean futures closed mostly a penny higher, except for fractionally higher to 2 cents lower in the front five contracts.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
There were no trendable weekly Tuesday auctions with much volume to report at press time. If you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 320 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 63 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 35 cents to 75 cents higher through the front six contracts. As key commodity prices tumble, farm income this year will be the lowest since 2020, following record high levels in 2022, according to the recent annual Agricultural Market Baseline Outlook from the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. Even so, FAPRI Director Pat Westhoff notes, despite a $30 billion drop in net farm income from 2022 to 2023 and another large projected decline this year, net farm income remains above annual levels from 2015 to 2020. According to Bob Malzbarger, FAPRI research economist, in 2023, we saw crops overcome challenging growing conditions and achieve significant production levels that caused a decline in prices. Another year of trendline yields and shifting of planted acreage for key crops could continue the downward trend of prices. The FAPRI outlook provides projections for agricultural and biofuel markets and serves as a point of reference for evaluating alternative scenarios for food and agricultural policy. It offers a summary of 10-year baseline projections for several economic indicators. Among other FAPRI outlook findings, lower prices for farm inputs, such as fertilizer, partially offset lower prices but don't offer enough relief to avoid declines in farmers' net returns. Next, livestock producers can expect reduced feed costs due to lower corn and soybean prices, offsetting price and demand challenges faced in the sector. However, cattle prices have been strengthened by drought and other factors, and an upward trend is projected for 2024 and 2025. For consumers, food price inflation slowed last year, and FAPRI's report suggests that this trend could continue in 2024. The Consumer Price Index for food is anticipated to increase 2.1% in 2024, with the lion's share of the increase coming from food away from home. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.